Is that you, baby? I'm really banking on it being you, because I'm only in my pajamas.
I'm glad it wasn't an axe murderer. I'd hate to get chopped up wearing something so informal. No, first off, thank you. I love these pajamas, but that doesn't mean I want to die in them. Of course I'd want to be murdered in style. Just because I would be dead doesn't mean fashion is dead. Go right ahead and put that on my tombstone. If you write it in Comic Sans, I swear I will come back from the dead and cut you. I take my fonts very seriously. Give me something classy like a Garamond or Helvetica. Is that actually fancy? I'm not sure. I panicked and that was the first font that came to mind. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now I can't wait to be a ghost so I can font you, meanie. Get it? Haunt. Font. Don't make that face at me. You know, all the best puns require an explanation to make sure it doesn't go over everyone's head. They teach you that day one in pun school, 8 o'clock in the morning, always make sure to explicitly tell the audience the joke. Comedy gold. Comedy platinum. Sorry, had to kiss you. It's been all day and the kiss reserves were on low. I'm glad you enjoyed them too. That could have been awkward if you were suddenly anti-kisses. Oh yeah? You're very pro-kiss? Yeah. My day was good, thanks for asking. Did a whole lot of nothing, and every second of it was magical. But now it's even more magical, since I can do nothing with you. No. Stop it with your somethings. Right now you've had a long day, and you deserve a nice cuddle session. I won't take no for an answer. Kisses are an exception to the nothing rule. You need to brush up on the Geneva Convention. Yeah, maybe the cuddle session will last for the rest of the night. I am not at liberty to divulge that information at this time. That's top secret. Mm-hmm. You don't have high enough security clearance. And it's not my fault. You'd have to talk to the higher-ups on this. My hands are tied. Wait a minute. I totally outrank you, so you have to do what I say. Of course you do. That's how the cuddle military works. What do you mean? I outrank you because I said so. Duh. If you were quicker, the tables would be turned. As it stands, you have to do what I say. Mm-hmm. Which is cuddling for an indeterminate amount of time. I know, the loss of control, it makes you nervous, but what can I say? I outrank you.
That's it. Nice and close.
I'll be the big spoon, since it's only fair.
Are you nice and cozy now?
Good. I want you to feel all cozy. Oh yeah, how was your day? Things got silly and I forgot to ask earlier. Are you sure you're fine? I don't want to push, but it seems like something's on your mind. You can tell me anything, right? It's alright to open up.
Of course it is.
I want to be here for you.
Here, give me your hand.
You're not a bother, baby. Please don't say that.
I want to listen to what you have to say. And I want to listen to what you're feeling.
I know you try and you always try to be the rock for everyone else, and you feel like
You have to be strong for the sake of others. But, you know, sharing what's eating at you wouldn't be weak, though. You're just as important as everyone else, and the fact that, like, even if you are their rock, that doesn't mean that you're invulnerable, or that what you feel is not as important as what others feel. You need to take care of yourself too, you know? And believe me, my ears are always open to listen to anything you have to say. I mean it when I say anything. I know life has been so stressful lately, and I'm sure that's what's taking a toll. And plus, you're important to me. Yeah? I would never think anything less of you, I promise. I think you know how important it is to get things off your chest and to not bottle things up, and just think about what you would tell yourself in this situation. You give out such wonderful nuggets of wisdom advice, and I think you should listen to what you've told so many others in the past. Are you listening? I know it can be so difficult, but I'm here for you. Look at me. Let me be your rock. Whatever it is that's bothering you, I'll be here for you every step of the way. I promise. So, will you tell me what's up? Right. Yeah? Babe, I had no idea you were going through that. Things will get better. I promise. Cross my heart, I promise. And even if they get worse before they get better, what I always tell myself is that the sun always rises. There's always gonna be a new day. No matter how awful and atrocious the past day was, there's always gonna be a new one. And I'll be by your side to help however I can. I'll be by your side as the sun goes down, and I'll still be there as the sun comes back up again. And I'm so proud of you. Yes. Yes, proud. You were brave. You were brave in telling me what was going on, and I'm so happy that you made that decision and that you opened yourself up to me. And I'm super, super thankful, because I know that was hard for you to do, but it's so important. You're worth it. You're worth it to me, and you should be worth it to yourself, out of anyone else in the entire world. You are worth it to yourself, and your problems are just as valid as everyone else's. They are, okay? Say it with me. My problems are just as valid as everyone else's. Say it. Say it. Sorry, I'm enthused about this, okay? You need to know exactly how awesome you are, okay? You heard me right. I am enthused, as in enthusiastic. This news is so fantastical, I'm overly enthusiastical. That sentence is a hot mess. You know me, the English language... To me, the English language is a suggestion, okay? One third of English grammar is exceptions, so
honestly, like, just let me talk my talk. Here. One last thing. And then I'll stop my gushing. Fine. I'll let you boot me afterwards if that's what it takes. I love you very much. And I thank you for trusting me enough to open up. Whenever something is eating you up, I want you to know it's always okay to tell me. My poor nose. Even with the warning, I'm caught off guard. True, there has been a lot of something happening in a bit that was supposed to be full of nothing. But it was important and necessary, so it gets a pass. Are you feeling tired, baby? I'm starting to feel pretty sleepy myself. Come cuddle back up and get nice and close again. You'll be safe here, in my arms, in our bed, in this room. I love feeling you all snuggled up to my chest. I can feel your heart beating gently when I put my hand up to it. It's impossible to not smile when you're here with me. I'm sorry for the blushes. I'm just feeling super sappy. Yet still, okay. You're amazing. I love you. I will say it over and over again. Even if the whole world hears it and believes me before you do, I will keep saying it. You're amazing, and I love you. Breathe in and out slowly with me. Feel my chest rise and fall against your back and match me. That's it. Nice and gentle. Your whole body getting heavier and heavier with every breath you take. Heavier and heavier.